Hello, I hope you're doing well. I hope you've been able to use a few of the tips from these calls to find more balance and peace in your life. Last month's call was focusing on the mental aspect of your life, how you're keeping your mind sharp and what you're focusing on, and your point of view creates, your reality. So pay attention to the things that you want in your life rather than the things that you don't want, and realize how you're creating the meaning of the situation. If you'd like to know more about last month's call, just go to my website, dottiehager.com, to download the full version. Well, hello, and I'm Dottie Caldwell, and I'm excited for this evening to share with you, discover how fun and living a spiritual life are connected. And I'm excited about this because before my transformation, fun was really a missing element in my life. And that's why I know the difference that it can make in your life. For too long, I took life seriously, even when it was going well. I even had to set goals to have fun in my life because I was so out of balance. If that's like you, I hope this call can be a wake-up for you to realize the power and the importance of adding fun to your life. Because life is meant to be fun. Because it's when you're in that lighthearted, fun, flowing, childlike feeling that everything falls in place with you. And that's why you hear things like, be childlike, have some fun. Have a child's attitude, and then be opening and willing and just go with the flow. So just take a moment and think about where in your life could you use some of that. Just like Halloween this year, I bought costumes for my husband and I. He was a bottle of wine, and I was a piece of cheese. And it just made the event more fun. Did we feel a little uncomfortable? Maybe my husband, a lot of uncomfortable. But what was that about? Was that worrying about what others would say? Rather than listening to that inner child screaming inside about, let's play and have some fun. Sure, but it was feeling good and feeling so childlike. And what is funny is how when you allow yourself to have fun, or actually anything, when you're, joyful or more loving, you allow people, other people, you give them permission to do that too. So as we showed up in our costumes, then some of the other people were willing to go get theirs and put those on too. They even said if we were that foolish to be able to wear ours, then they surely could do it too. So do you see how it just allowed other people to have fun and just play a little? Just don't take life so seriously. And do what you love. If it makes you happy, then do more of it. Just like last month's call when I talked about you give meaning to situations, and that's like in this case. What was going on in your head, or some of the things that we were thinking, oh, how stupid, how foolish will we be looking, and what will other people be saying? Well, maybe that's true, and so what if it is? What if they thought we looked foolish? We didn't care. Well, I didn't care as much because I knew part of this for me was to have fun and be playful. And that's what I kept reminding my husband. And then he felt that more once he saw other people were wanting to put on their costumes too. So as you listen to this call, just have the intention to hear a few things that can add to your life, to bring you closer to the life that you love. Pay attention to what makes your heart sing and do more of it. And that's usually play. What do we say? We say we want to wait for our vacations so that we can have fun and play and give ourselves time to rest. Well, my question to you is, why can't you do that every day? Why can't you make that just part of your life instead of when you're on vacation? So you're taking your life way too seriously if you aren't adding some fun every day and don't approach your task with joy and love, a lot more lighthearted. So notice how it feels when it's much lighter. When you're just kind of, you know, if something you love is like having your family together and you love it, then just feel the joy. Now, if you have your family together and you're fixing dinner and all that makes you nervous, then that's not what I'm talking about to add some fun and love to your life. So it's just thinking about what's really important to you to add some fun and that you enjoy doing. And then I ask you to keep adding that more and more. And what I've realized is as we become adults, we take on more responsibility. And just like for me, I felt like I had to be driven. So in order to be, you know, driven, that, you know, and to be successful, that meant I had to take on more responsibility. And in my mind, I had created the picture. I had to be serious. I couldn't be playful. And so that doesn't have to be what I know now. And what's so fun is my image of how success it is rated has vastly changed. Success to me today is being on purpose and seeing how my work can impact a greater cause. And success is a feeling of enjoying where I am, of taking in and appreciating and feeling grateful for what's happening in my life, rather than feeling that success is by the checklist that I can say I've accomplished that or I'm doing that. Yes, that's all part of it too, but I'm so excited now. You know, I wrote my blog the other day. I prepared for this call tonight. All of that's exciting, and I feel like it's helping me grow my business and learn more about how to relate to people and how to connect with people. But it all comes from a joyful, playful place rather than having to be so serious like I took everything before. Success is being where I am without the judgments of how it needs to be, like living up to others' expectations or even my own of having to be perfect about everything. Success is being a contribution. It's doing what I love, what brings me joy, love, and abundance. It's what lights my soul and my heart while making the path easier for others. So I've realized that, you know, being driven or ambitious is who I am. It's about being the best that I can be, the whole idea of self-actualization. But where I see the difference and why I love sharing this message is because it isn't in competition to be seen as successful or be, you know, that I felt like I wasn't good enough trying to prove myself. It's the inner knowing and living the meaningful life that I feel successful today. So it's just a shift in my focus, my perspective of what's most important to me in life. It's bigger than me, and it's all inside. It's this connection to something greater than me, to what I call our spiritual life, when you realize there's meaning and purpose in your life, not just being seen from the outside. So it's that being in alignment with my being, not all my doing. So I value that I discovered what I consider true success for my life. And how do I know that that's what I consider true success? Because I'm at peace where I am, and I feel part of the greater whole. And as Science of Mind teaches, the spiritual man is continuously remodeling, remaking the material of the physical man. And so as I was growing and as I felt this new connection, I felt like, where does this happen? And that happens when you're in the fun and when you're in the flow. And that's when you can be more productive because you have God's will or the universe or whatever you call your higher power. You have all that support and guidance, and they're doing all the work, and you're just in the process. You're just the instrument to allow that to happen. So the more that you could look at whatever task you're doing with joy, love, and ease, then your mind, body, and spirit feel so much better, and it's so much healthier for us. And, you know, your whole well-being is just in such a better place. So when you're flowing and fun and you're open and willing, the universe is giving you more because you're allowing it to come. And they're fulfilling whatever it is that you want. And so, you know, as you're loving life and you're grateful for what you have, more is given to you because you're able to receive it. We recently returned from a backroads hiking and biking trip to Yosemite, and we loved it. We came back full of life because of all the ways this trip filled us up. Not only the beauty and the joy of the outdoors, but capturing the essence of the vastness of Yosemite. But because we were also filled with new friends and new possibilities for more of what life offers us. And then, of course, we come back and we want to tell everyone, hoping they can find that experience. And that's what I want for you, to find those things that you love and do more of them. And what I know is just like what you really love is not necessarily like what your brother or sister or parents liked, but it's what you love, and that's what you need to do more of. And that's just like your spiritual path. You find the one that's right for you and the connections that you need to make that feel right, and that's how you follow your path and doing what's important to you. But what I know is each of us have something inside of you that's just dying to be played out. And, you know, it will be different. And it can be some of the same things that other people have. And that's why you find your mentors or teachers along the way who can help you be all that you want to be. You know, think about different situations, and my husband and I feel this way a lot when we come back and want to share an experience. You're so excited and you want them to get excited, but somehow it's just kind of flat. And, you know, what I've learned is not to get upset about it because you think, oh, they're just looking at you like, okay, how exciting was that? But it's different things that connect things to you, but not necessarily are the same to them. But give them your example so that they can see how excited you are about that in your life. And that's what you want for other people, and that's what I want for you. I want you to think about what it is the most fun that you can think about having. And then, what are you doing and experiencing? And then think of and try to make yourself, and I wrote this on the worksheet, so I hope you downloaded that, is to make a list of 10 things, you know, quickly that can bring you fun, that you just feel alive and that's exciting. And I want you to promise me that you're going to do that. And then add at least one thing this week instead of thinking you can only have fun on the weekends or, you know, on that vacation time. But think about trying to add at least one thing of fun this week to your life. And really, I'd encourage you to try to add one thing fun every day. But if you're like where I was, one thing a week would be a huge, you know, step for you to take. But whatever it is, you know, take the time to really pay attention and do what's right for you. Because I want to remind you, you are creating the life that you're living. And you have to know what's most important to you. And then start creating your life around that. So take the time, you know, to figure out what's most important to you. You don't have to have a crisis happen to figure that out. Just take the time knowing that there's more fun and joy to life, and that's when you're connected to your higher power and doing the things that you love in life. And one of the ways to start figuring that out is what I call, what are your core feelings that you desire? And what Abraham Hicks and many of the other teachers that I follow say, everything that you do in life is because you're trying to feel a certain way. You know, you hope to feel better from that situation. And how you get there is different for people. Now, there's probably a lot of the same things, but I want you to take the time to really get a sense of what are your core desired feelings. And they're probably, you know, think about five of them. A lot of them can maybe come under one of the ones, but think about ones that you really like, you know, not acting for someone else, but that's really important to you, the way you want to feel. And for me, joy is one of them because I like feeling alive and passionate. And to me, that all comes under that the word joy. And so, you know, think about, because these core desired feelings should be part of your relationship, your work, your everyday life, you know, how you approach, you know, your family, your friends. You want to feel those core desired feelings because they're at the core of who you are, and that's how you're meant to live out your life. So one of mine, I'll give you an example, is being open. And, you know, yesterday I wanted to get outside and hike, and as my husband and I were talking about it, I offered a place, you know, where we usually go hiking, because I knew he wasn't really excited about going hiking, but I really wanted to go outside. It was so beautiful, and, you know, just being around the mountains and the water, I just felt like it was so important to get outside. So then he suggested a different place. And so, you know, I had to step back and go, oh, okay, I suggested something. And sometime, you know, you get caught up in thinking, well, it's got to be my way or it's not going to happen. Well, because open is one of my core desired feelings, I was real willing to, you know, say, okay, let's go try that. And then, you know, what I knew is, for me, it was about being with my husband, being outdoors, being adventurous. And then, you know, what happens is new possibilities open for you. So it was, you know, when we went his way, we were able to, you know, go to the top of this mountain and see a 360 degree view of, you know, Lake Tahoe, and just see the beauty from every direction. And it was the most exciting thing. But it was me being willing to stop and go, oh yeah, be open, be willing to see what might happen, you know, from a different perspective. So just notice, what are the things, you know, that are most important to you? I mentioned joy was one of mine, and love's one of mine, and beauty's another. So think about, you know, the different feelings that are there, and what to the core of you that you know your surroundings have to be like. Sometimes people, you know, like, you need to be peaceful, you need to be calm. And so then what you want to do is set up all your scenarios in your life around that, because when it's not that way, then that's how you get out of balance in an angst, frustrated, depressed, or whatever. But if you know what your true core desired feelings are, then you design your life around that. Now, will things happen and you won't be that peaceful or, you know, calm person that's important to you at times? Absolutely. But when you know that's important to you, then you also know those things that will get you back to that. Like for me, if I become too anxious, I get outdoors. You know, the beauty of nature is what causes me to get back to my core, you know, to my connection to the divine. So I'd like you to think about, how could you choose one feeling that you'd like more of in your life and add that in a variety of ways in your life? Just think about the different things that you do. Think about, you know, how would I like to add more, you know, in the example I gave you, more openness to work, more openness to my relationships, more openness to my work. You know, just think about that, and then, you know, plan that and become conscious, you know, on how you do all the little things that can make that change in your life and add to it so that your life flows with more ease and joy. And then make those a priority, you know, as you go about your day-to-day activities, as you think about your chores. Just think about, oh yeah, I want to be more open, or I want to be more peaceful, or, you know, I want to share more joy as I'm doing this, instead of just thinking it's a task and I've got to get it done. So the important thing is to think about, how do you set an intention before you do all those things? If you know what your core desired feeling is, say, you know, it's an It's with ease and joy I see all my patients today. My day flows and I easily and effortlessly handle all I have to do. So set yourself up with some mantras after you set your intentions and just use words that kind of feel lighthearted where you can connect to them and you can just kind of feel your body falling into the ease and flow or the joy. You know, I see joy everywhere I go. You know, whatever it is that you need to have, surround yourself. Make stickies of those things to remind you so that that's what you want to add more of. And I'll guarantee you, your life will feel, you know, more fun, more joyful, and you'll just feel so connected to the reason that you're here. And I know you'll say, you know, we often, you know, use the excuses, I'm so busy, I don't have time to do this. But I'm telling you to take the time to discover what you want. You know, fun can get you into a great space quickly. And it all starts with how you want to feel. So what are those feelings you most want to feel? And then, you know, just start, you know, surrounding yourself with more opportunities. But the first thing you have to do is write down those core feelings. And on your worksheet, I ask you to do that. What are the core feelings you desire? And so sit and take the time and write out, you know, just brainstorm list and then see if they kind of fall in the categories. Just like I said when I said, you know, for me, you know, joy is the, you know, most important thing. And then, you know, passion and being alive is, you know, something I really like, but that falls under that joy because when I feel alive and passionate, there's just such great joy there. So take the time to do it. I'm your wake-up call. I'm your encouragement to ask you to do that because your life will change if you make that most important for your life. I believe that each of you are called to the universe at this time in the evolution of society to bring forth your creative expression of your gifts, of which only you can offer in the way that you can do it. But it's often covered up with what I talked about earlier about, you know, you take on the burden of too much responsibility, sometimes lots of painful experiences of life or stuff happened to you in your life. And so, you know, what we need to do is look at that in a different way. And as I write in my book, In Greater Depth, what I believe is all those experiences of our life are to help us being called to the greater, grandest part of ourselves. And so, you know, each of those things prepare you to do that. You know, when a certain thing happens to you, you know of people like that have cancer and how much, you know, how much that changes their life and how much more awake to life they often are, how much more connected to other people they are because people can relate to them and they want to help people have a better life. So what I ask you to do as you start thinking about, you know, situations that happen to you, realize that all of this is part of living a life more connected to your divine. And, you know, what I say is, I don't believe it has to happen in a catastrophic way, but too often we let life pass us by, and that is the way, you know, for us to become more compassionate, concerned, or willing to take time out to pray or to help out. So I ask you, find the way for you to be connected to your divine source. You know, so as you add all these higher qualities that I'm talking about in your core desired feelings, you will feel, you know, a greater connection to the divine. So what I'd like you, you know, what I always like doing is teaching you how to become the person that you were created to be, you know, and then design your life around your passions and things that you love to do and around these core desired feelings that I'm saying, because you are co-creating your life. You know, God's laid out a plan, and it's up to you to get in alignment with that because at the core of you, there are certain things that resonate. You know, too often, you know, we're taught life has to be, you know, this organized way, but that's why you feel, you know, upset or out of alignment, you know, or things aren't right, because you aren't living in alignment with what you were created to do, what you were created to give. And so I would love to encourage you to start paying attention to those clues. Your body tells you, you know, when something's in alignment, when something's out of alignment. If you feel good, that means you're in alignment, and pay attention and say, what is that that made it that way? What could I do that could give me more of just like that? So think about, what is it, you know, where you could feel the fun, the high level of energy, where you know that you're contributing, caring, and sharing? What is it that would get you there? And find that and just keep doing more of it. And so what I can do is I can tell you, after having a career of 30 years in education, teaching and serving others, I know it's my calling. I know I still have music in my heart, that there's so much more that I can offer to help open up others to a higher version of who they are, to help create more love and joy and abundance in their lives and in the world. So I'm moved and pushed to keep teaching, keep helping others, you know, find more love and peace. And, you know, all it takes is a few tweaks and changes, you know, a change of focus here and there for you to have the life that you're meant to be, and for somebody like me to give you permission to start looking and realizing there is another way to live this life. So, you know, I've spent years trying to understand life and personal development so that I can live from a higher place rather than the anger or pain of the circumstances that I experienced. And when I was able to move out of that place, as I got connected to my spiritual journey, I slowly released, you know, all that anger and frustration and meanness, you know, to try to come from a more, you know, a higher place, to understand the way God has prepared, you know, our lives, and to step back and no longer feel like a victim, but to feel empowered that I can do something, that I can make a difference for myself and for other people. So if you can look at every situation in your life as an opportunity for you to grow and be your highest and greatest self, it will take away a lot of the pain and frustration that we add to our life. If you can own and truly believe that the universe is set up to support you in becoming all that you want to be, and that you don't have to put your dreams on hold, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. Pay attention to, you know, the different things that happened to you this week. You know, how are you responding? You know, is it easy for you to find more joyful things? Or do you see, you know, all the bad in the situation? What happens when someone pushes your buttons or upsets you? Do you look at that coming from a place of love? Or do you look at it like, I'm going to get back at them and, you know, just react to them and put them down? And then what happens when we act like that? Then we have to go, oh, that feels terrible. Our bodies feel bad. Our hearts feel bad. And then you have a lot of forgiveness and resentment. And then you tell the same story over and over again to other people, and you feel worse again and again for doing that. So I just encourage you, when you find yourself out of alignment, figure out how to get yourself back to those core feelings that you want. You know, and the more that you do this, the easier you'll be able to get back to those core feelings. And a big part of it is just start becoming conscious. You know, you'll have to put structures in place, just like I was talking to you about, you know, adding some fun once a week, or, you know, finding out your core feelings and adding those, you know, each day, and all the different activities that you're involved with. Create those mantras like, it's with ease and joy, you know, my life flows, or whatever it feels right to you. You know, sometimes I'm told that I don't give enough specific examples, but I want to give you an idea, and then you allow you to create that for your life, because sometimes when you're a teacher, you make things too constrained for people and they don't connect with it. So if you'd like more examples, send me an email, post something on Facebook, you know, on my page, and I'd love to give you examples and share with you, you know, what it is that you want. Because I know, you know, love fills you with powerful energy and helps you to attract more of what you want. And the more connected you are to your higher power, then life is more fun. Life is more loving and more joyful. And that's what it's, you know, what it's meant to be. It takes a lot of faith, you know, a lot of times because it's hard to see things, you know, as, you know, different scenarios happen in your life. But if you make it a commitment, if you decide you're going to have your, you know, life more playful, more fun, more loving, then you can have that. You know, it just takes, and especially at the beginning, if you're just starting that, then you, you know, it takes more concerted effort, and it kind of feels a little contrived to begin with. But the more you do it, it's like practicing, you know, hitting a bat. It just takes time as you're doing that. So if you want to connect in a more positive, loving way, then, you know, try to pay attention to how you're interacting with people. If you want more joy in your life, just notice how you're looking at scenarios. So take those core feelings and pay attention to, you know, what's happening to you. One of the big things that you'll have to start noticing also is noticing, you know, if you have resistance, you know, as you start thinking about these different scenarios, you know, where are you resisting? You know, maybe what I'm saying, you think, oh yeah, she's talking about that, but she hasn't, you know, had the life like I've had or whatever. But the truth is maybe I haven't had your scenarios, but each person has had numerous painful, you know, experiences in their life that they've had to work through. You know, it's God's way of helping us become all we need to be the most loving, compassionate person. But as you start paying attention to where your resistance is, you know, if it's something in your mind that you, you know, catch yourself saying like, oh, sure, then that's mental resistance. You know, if you notice it's a feeling, then look at your emotional resistance. You know, you could be where I was at one time, told you can't feel anything, you know, suck it up and cry. So there was a lot of resistance around emotions. Then notice, you know, are you sabotaging things and not taking step forward, like looking at ways to add fun to your life or writing down your core desired feelings and trying to put more of those in your life. So, you know, I encourage you to pay attention to what might be in your way of having the life that you love, because it's so important to realize, you know, it is so freeing and so absolutely grand when you realize it's up to you to create the life you want. So if you're uncertain what to do, you know, this is where we ask for guidance. You know, ask for, what do I need to let go of? What, you know, where can I have more fun in my life? And then just get quiet and listen. You know, that's why it's so important, you know, to take time out to do things like meditate. You know, in prayer, we're usually asking God for something. In meditation, it's where we are listening to the answers. One of the things that I believe and I always share in my coaching is I believe you have all the answers within you, because if you get quiet and connect and you go to God, you know, God's just waiting there to help support you and guide you in whatever way you're willing to open up and hear. So, you know, so much of this journey of life is the attitude and perspective and what you're coming from. You know, so if your inner peace, you know, your inner peace is what we're all really looking for, and that is when we know we're in alignment with what's most important for us in life. And so if that's not happening for you today, then just take too much, you know, take some time to just go within and ask. You know, expect the best to happen. Expect you'll get answers. Expect you'll see what you need to do next. you know, if you're thinking, oh, my dreams can never really happen, you know, I just have to keep going day to day and do all this stuff, and never really looking at your life in a planned way that you can create what you want, guess what? You're going to get that. You know, if you expect you'll always be run over and you'll never have any choices, then you're going to see how that's true for you. What I know and believe is too much of life is done unconsciously, and excuse me, you're asking for things and you don't even realize it, and that's what I mean unconscious. You're saying, you know, oh, I don't want that to happen, and yet you're giving it so much energy, then you're attracting, you know, people being mean to you or, you know, not having enough of anything that you really want. So just start becoming conscious and know what you want. And you're going to keep hearing me say this over and over again, but you can have whatever you're willing to do, you know, have if you're willing to do the work and understand how God and the universe works. So just know God will provide you for what you want. It might not happen in the perfect time that you want or exactly like you want, but it will happen, and usually in a greater way than you could ever imagined. So decide to look for another way to live your life if you want it differently. And then you have to trust your higher wisdom, you know, that you have the answers within you. You have to trust yourself. And then you have to trust your connection, your higher power or God. And then seek guidance there. And, you know, see a greater vision for your life. You know, you weren't created to be small. You were created to do, you know, big things in this life, whatever that is. And decide it'll be fun and loving. You are the director and producer of your life. So just quit letting days pass you by without you intentionally creating the life you want. You know, are you allowing external circumstances to drive your life rather than living the internal life that you want and that you keep, you know, saying you want, but you're not doing anything about it? Pay attention to what triggers you and then try to find things to get you back on track. So I ask you, how are you tuning in to listening to God talk to you? Meditation can take on numerous forms. And one, you know, Deepak Chopra and Oprah right now are doing their 21-day new meditation series, and it's called Become What You Believe. And what they do is they send you an email every day, and then you can listen to their meditation, and it's generally around 20 minutes. It's all free. And usually Oprah starts out and gives you kind of the theme for the day, and then Deepak tells you, you know, like he explains some mantras and ways to apply that in your life, and then takes you into the meditation. And so it's a wonderful way if you haven't had experience with meditation, or even if you have. I love the lessons that they teach, the different ideas that they have, and then just the mantras sometimes really connect me to my inner guidance. For you, it might not be listening to a guided meditation like that. Your meditation might be out in nature. Sometimes it's journaling. Sometimes it's dancing. Whatever it is that feels right to you, that you can make your connection to a higher way, I encourage you to do that, because then you'll be in touch with what's important to me. What do I really want? And I encourage you to try to do that meditation, however you do that, first thing in the morning, because it sets the mood and the direction of your day. But if for some reason that doesn't fit you, find some time in your day just to take time out to go within and really pay attention to what, you know, what that is. Let's for me, you know, some of the truths are, I know God is always guiding you. You know, he's leaving signs all around for us. You know, what we really are saying with our hearts, he's guiding us there, and often we're not paying attention to it. That's why, you know, I keep saying, and if you've listened to Abraham Hicks, she talks about you have an emotional guidance system. Pay attention to how you're feeling. If you're upset, that's telling you you're off course of where you want to go. And one of the ways, one of my teachers said, if it feels light, then it's right. If it feels heavy, it's not. And then if it feels heavy, then figure out ways, you know, if it's little bitty steps to get you back to where it's feeling lighter and lighter. And, you know, simple things, you know, that can make a difference in your life. You know, as you start using it and trust, you know, the universe. And then as you get signs, as you know things are happening, then you want to affirm those also. And so, you know, for me, you know, I like saying, you know, only good comes to me. And then things like, as I make it through a red light when I feel like I'm late to something, then I acknowledge that. Wow, yay, thank you so much for, you know, allowing me to go through that before it turned red. Or like on our trip when we went to Yosemite, when we were leaving San Francisco, there were huge lines to go through security. But we got TSA pre-approval, so we didn't have to wait in that long line. We got a short line. We didn't have to take off our coats or our shoes or anything. And so then I, you know, make sure that I'm acknowledging how excited that I am. It's like, I'm like, yay, extraordinary favor. Any ways that you see signs that God's listening to you or God's answering you, then make sure you acknowledge that, because the more that you acknowledge it, the more that you get it. Because what you focus on is what you get. And so just like I said, one of my favorite is I receive extraordinary favor. And so it's kind of like a game. And see, that's where I go back to this lighthearted and being connected to the divine. It's so much fun because it's like, okay, you know, I get extraordinary favor, and then all kinds of ways that you know, that's shown up. Like we got called, you know, to step up in the line to be able to go to this meal before others. And it's like, yay, way, that's wonderful. So just take time to, you know, get connected to your higher power in a way that feels right for you. And so let me just show you, if you've not done this before, let's just take a moment here and do a short centering exercise. And sometimes when I do this, like my meditation, for me, I really like things like incense or, you know, the lights being low, or just create, you know, sacred spaces. One of the things we teach a lot is to, you know, make yourself a sacred space in the, you know, where you're going to be. If you like candles, a lot of times people will look at a candle and just watch the flame, and that helps them go into their meditation. So let's do a short centering exercise just so that you can take a moment and connect with, you know, your divine guidance. So just close your eyes and allow your body to get comfortable. And start by taking a few deep breaths. As you exhale, just notice and let go of any tension that might be in your body. Take another breath. And as you exhale, just let your neck and shoulders and back release and let go. Just feel how good that feels, just to let go of any tension that might be building up just at this moment. Just let it go. And on your next breath, set an intention to open yourself up to fully receive. Imagine you're standing under a spotlight of shimmering golden light. Feel yourself bathed in unconditional love. from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Just feel this energy radiating through your whole body and feel your heart opening. Ask your inner wisdom any question that's holding you heavy right now. What's something that you would like an answer to? Take a moment and just ask. Take a few breaths and know you'll hear the answers. And just know there's no coincidences. And know that you've been divinely guided here. And that whatever you hear is right for you at this moment. Just take another deep breath and connect more deeply with your inner wisdom. And this is the wise, all-knowing part of yourself. Just allow your body to relax even greater. And just know you always have access to this inner wisdom. And just feel how good that is, knowing that you always have a connection to something greater than you. And let this be the place you always turn to first. And take another deep breath and thank your inner wisdom, your guide, and then come back to the call. So know whatever you want, you can ask and then just let it go and then take time to be listening and then expect it to come and get ready for it. But realize every single day, whether you consciously or unconsciously, you are creating the life that you're living. And as I explained to you, you know, one success doesn't guarantee the next. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, success to me has changed today. And it's much more lighthearted. It's a feeling rather than I have to do this, accomplish this, have this happen in a certain way. So take the time to become conscious of creating the life that you love and get in alignment with what's most important to you. So in summary, I ask you to add fun to your life. Look at, you know, the worksheet and take the time to list 10 things that bring fun to your life. And as I'm saying that, I don't want you to think that I'm saying live a life just full of fun and no responsibilities. But what I know is that most of us have too much responsibility and forgot the fun, because what happens is the fun is when we're in line with our higher self and we're doing what we love. Just like on October 31st, my I Can Do It calendar said, I honor my inner child by remembering to play and have fun. I remind myself not to take things so seriously. So put things around like that to help remind you to add fun to your life. I encourage you to, you know, make that list of 10 things. Then what daily practices can you set in place to connect with your divine source? Is that meditation, journal, nature, dancing? You know, decide and make time for it, even if it's 5 minutes. We make time for that which we know is most important. It won't happen if you don't decide it will happen. So how can you make it fun and meaningful and not like another thing that you have to add to your life? How can you look and say, what would be the benefits? And for many of us, like if you were like me with no fun in your life, it could add a lot of benefits. Your health, your whole attitude toward life changes. How can you use setting intentions before all you do to design the life that you want? And what are your core desired feelings? Remember, on the worksheet, I've asked you to do that. How can you use those to guide your daily life to be more meaningful and on purpose rather than just the routine and busyness of life? So how can you discover how fun and living a spiritual life are connected? How can you feel your life in a more loving, peaceful, and joyful way? It's time to declare, you know, your freedom to live the life you want. Play big. Life is precious. Declare today that you're no longer going to play safe, serious, and just responsibility without the fun and loving, joyful part of your life. Claim that you're living the life that you were created to do. And trust your feelings. You know, if it feels good, do more of it. If it feels heavy, don't. So just ask yourself, where are you living a life full of fun? And how can you add more of that to your life? Not just for vacations, not just on weekends, even if you allow yourself to do that. But where can you add more fun and live the spiritual life that you're meant to live? So I've rambled on and on, so I open this up for any questions and answers that you might have around this topic or any other topics that you would like to talk about. So who would like to share some thoughts that they had about the conversation tonight? Not hearing any questions, then I would certainly like your input. Next month is December 1st. The call will be on December 1st at 7 p.m. And this is kind of the end of the wheel to have a balanced life. And so I'm going to be changing the topics, and I'm thinking about looking at the transitions in life and how, you know, we respond to those. But I certainly am open to any other conversations that you'd like to have. I'd love to have more interaction. I'd love to have, conversations, do some coaching on the calls or whatever you might be open for. Send me ideas of any topics that you'd like to have discussions, and I'm open to hearing from you, and I'd appreciate if you'd like to join the Facebook group, add any conversations in that. I'd love to hear from you, and I thank you so much for being here this evening. Thank you.